Looking forward to playing against Detroit again for the second time this year. You know how tough it's going to be to win on the road in that dome, and we know that they have a lot to play for, so do we. But we know it's going to be a challenge. Very stout defense. You know, we're just going to look forward to this challenge.
What do you guys got to do to obviously avoid getting sacked 8 times?
Well, you know, that's the one thing that stands out. And Coach Zimmer read some stats to us this morning that I think we probably only converted, I think, 3 or 2 third down conversions. We had 3 turnovers. We got sacked 8 times. So, you know, we just have to correct, you know, those mistakes that we made from the first time we played them. You know, that's what stands out. They're very stout defense. That front seven, you know, those guys do a great job of applying pressure and getting to the quarterback. So, you know, we know that it's not going to be easy, but, you know, we're up for this challenge.
That was your second start. How different do you feel now about the way you're playing than you did back then?
I feel very confident. You know, each week this offense has been playing better. And each week we've been gaining more and more confidence playing with each other. So, you know, we're feeling confident heading to this ball game, and you know, we're going to continue to just try to get better.
Beneath that, the problem with Detroit, just they were just more physical, stronger. I mean, it was looked like more like a physical domination.
Well, you know, they just outplayed us. You know, we didn't do enough to win that game. Like I said, if you turn the ball over 3 times, you get sacked 8 times, and you don't convert third downs, so your chances to win the game are very slim. So, you know, those were the things that stood out, and, you know, that was the challenge that week. So, you know, we're going to continue to work hard in those areas and try to get better.
What did you start to do differently maybe after being sacked 8 times? You had said that week you needed to get the ball out quicker. Was that one of the things, and anything else?
You know, I had a talk with Coach North Turner, and he just told me, hey, it's not about you getting the ball out quicker. It's more of you making quicker decisions. So after that game, I just told myself that I want to continue to just make quicker decisions, because once you make those fast decisions, the ball is going to come out faster. So, you know, we've been battling some injuries up front, but, you know, for the most part, we've asked Joe, Vlad, and Mike to do some great things for us, and those guys have been playing great football for us this far. So, you know, on my part, I just have to continue to just make quicker decisions.
Starts by a rookie this week. What does that record and tying a Hall of Famer mean to you?
It means a lot, but you know, I'm more into just trying to get better each week. You know, as I look back throughout the course of the season, from that first start, yeah, I was able to set the bar pretty high for myself, but you know, I've been able to just continue to make improvements, and this team has made improvements. So I'm glad to be able to start for this franchise and continue to play each week with these guys in that locker room.
You seem like you've been more settled here in the last few games, more settled in the pocket. Is that true? And, I mean, have things kind of slowed down for you in that regard?
Things are beginning to slow down, but it's also due to the fact that I'm just playing football now and not thinking too much. And as I stated early in the year, as a young guy, I tended to overthink things and wanted to be perfect, always wanted to be in the right position at the right time. But I just had to remind myself, and the coaching staff did a great job of reminding me that, you know, you just have to go out there and play football. And, you know, you get a feel for the game as the game goes on. And each week I've been able to just get a chance to make improvements, and so has his offense.
Play to Jarius off the hard count, and then you get him on the play at the end of the game. Is there an art to doing that hard count well, to kind of selling that and getting people to bite on it?
You know, you just have to be very aggressive. You have to change up your snap counts. But, you know, in that situation, you know, we just wanted to try to take a shot down the field, and we knew that if we could get him to jump off sides that, you know, we had a free play. So there's no art to it or anything. We just, you know, we rep it, and, you know, in that situation, it came up and we used it.
Anything stand out about their secondary? I mean, a lot of people, when we talk about Detroit, we're using it as the front line, front seven. Their secondary, when you look at it, what stands out to you?
They're a very smart group of guys. You know, those guys do a great job of understanding route concepts, reading route concepts, and, you know, knowing tendencies. So we have to do a great job of changing up our looks. You know, those guys will sit on routes and everything. So, you know, we just have to continue to do a great job of just playing pitch and catch.
Red zone, that first game, is that one of the, where does that rank on passes you'd like to have back?
You know, that game was in the past, so, you know, you never want to turn the ball over in the red zone, though. So the guy Quinn, he made a great play. You know, he did a great job of reading my eyes. So, you know, it's been a couple weeks now since we played those guys. So, No, we just want to, you know, try to get better and disguise things and do different things.
And you'll face a team for a second time. Does that give you a more specific opportunity to measure progress in any way?
You know, it gives us a chance to, you know, see what they're doing differently, you know, from the first time we played them. And it gives us a chance to, you know, have a feel for what to expect since this is our second time playing those guys. So, you know, we've been studying film very hard, you know, trying to find out the little tendencies about these guys. So it's going to be great playing these guys for the second time in that dome.
The second time that they're playing you, how different do you think you are, would you say, that from that game to this game?
I'd say I'm very different. I'd say this offense is very different, and this team is very different. You know, we have a group of guys who continue to just play for one another each week. You know, we show that, you know, whenever our backs are against the wall, you know, we're going to answer. So I love playing with these group of guys each Sunday, and it's going to be another fun game this Sunday.
Do you feel like every week you accept more responsibility as the face of the franchise?
You know, it comes with the territory. You know, playing this position, you know, it's like you're assigned leadership and everything. But, you know, for me, you know, the guys have just continued to just, you know, not add any more pressure to me. They just continue to tell me, you know, stay within your character. And guys continue to just gravitate towards me, my personality. But that comes from the leadership from above. You talk about Greg Jennings, Chad Greenway, Brian Robinson, Linval Joseph. Those guys set a great example for a young guy like myself. And you know, I'm just glad to have them as teammates.
That screen that you ran on the game winner a number of times this year, what about that play makes it work so well?
You know, the guys just do a great job. The offensive line do a great job of getting out front and setting up a running lane for the receiver. So, you know, it's an easy throw for me, and, you know, the wideouts and offensive line do all the work.
To your teammates, how much more comfortable do you feel kind of stepping up into a leadership role and taking charge of things?
You know, I feel very comfortable. And ever since, you know, I played, whether it was Pop Warner football, high school football, or college football, you know, I always wanted to be the leader. And, you know, right now I just feel that I just have to continue to just do the right things, you know, not try to do too much. And things are just going to fall in place.
To getting, you know, teammates to trust you in your first year and rookie year?
I don't think so. I think, you know, for me being a young guy, I just have to continue to show that I know that I know my job, I know my assignment, I know what the team is asking me to do, and, you know, not try to do too much, not try to be something that I'm not.
Joe Berger's done since he stepped in the starting lineup. Looks like a pretty good job so far.
Yeah, Joe, he's been doing a great job this year. You know, we've asked him to do some crazy things for this team, and he's been, you know, answering the challenge from the coaching staff, and also from this team. So, you know, whether it's Joe, Mike, or Vlad, those guys are doing a great job of, you know, filling in for the guys that we lost.
A leader, the coaches talk about you becoming a leader for this team. You're more of a lead by example kind of a guy. What does that look like for you?
You know, I just continue to just, like you said, lead by example, and I'm glad that the guys have are gaining confidence in me. And I always wanted to, like I said, be in the position that I'm in now. So you know, for me, it's a blessing, but at the same time, you know, I just have to continue to do the right things.
You ever been a vocal guy with teammates, even at Louisville or anything, and kind of that, kind of get in your face kind of guy?
I can be. You know, I've had some moments at the University of Louisville, but like I said, I just lead within my character. But if I have to get on a guy, you know, I won't hesitate.
In games, I mean, I know you checked into that call on the screen pass. Are you more confident what you're seeing out of defenses now?
Yeah, I'm gaining more and more confidence. You know, the coaching staff is doing a great job of coaching me up. You know, Scott Turner, he's a great coach, and he does a great job of, you know, coaching all the quarterbacks in the room and, you know, preparing us throughout the course of the week to what to expect on a Sunday.
The more looks you get at defenses, you're getting acclimated to being able to get those pre-snap reads, which should give you an advantage sometimes, right?
Yeah, like you said, the more looks I get to see, it allows me to make quicker decisions. Like you said, with the pre-snap reads and everything, if I see a look, I may determine where I'm going with the football before it's even snapped. So the more and more reps I get, the more and more games I play in, the more comfortable I'll get.